This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 739. Be a winner in English and call your mom. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 34 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl. Coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/TRANSCRIPTS. Today, you'll learn a few phrases to talk about winning and losing in games and in life. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, Michelle, not bad. And you?
Pretty good, pretty good. I have a question for you. Are you a sore winner or a sore loser?
Well, I like to win. It's good for my ego. but no, I'm not a sore loser. Generally not. I mean, unless I feel like I've been cheated, in that case, then I'm not happy. But, you know, yeah. I'm not the most competitive person. Like, I think, you know, I played tennis in college, and I think if I had been a little bit more competitive, I would have done better in my matches. Because sometimes I was like, well, if we go to the finals, then I won't be able to take spring break. So,
That's so funny. Like, that's really funny. Like, sometimes things like that happen where you actually kind of, like, oh yeah. No, if I do well on this, I'm going to have to,
right. Yeah, it's not the right attitude, but sometimes I had that attitude. So anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when was the last time you won something like that? Was, I mean, maybe a game, or maybe did you win a contest or something?
Well, I think I won a game of cornhole last weekend, and we had my roommate Allie's party. We had, you know, cornhole, if you guys know what that is, right? It's this game that you set up in the yard when you're drinking or you're eating outside, having a barbecue. And it's, how would you describe cornhole?
It's like, Michelle, you toss these bean bags into holes.
Exactly. It's pretty basic. It's pretty basic. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That's a fun summertime game to play.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, good job winning cornhole.
Yeah, cornhole is the kind of game. It's like a kind of a very modern, like, you see it in all the breweries now. It's kind of like a hipster, not hipster, but like urban yuppie type game. You see it everywhere in the cities.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, exactly. So today, guys, we are going to be talking about winning, because who doesn't like to win things, right?
Yeah, sure.
And this one brings me back to episode 642. So, guys, you should listen to that, which when we talked about the difference between if you say you win or you won, right?
Yeah.
So go ahead back to that one and listen to find the answer for that. So, but yeah, today we are talking about cool phrases to use when you're talking about winning. So we got a few here today that we're going to go over with you, and then we'll show you how to use it. So what's the first one, Lindsay?
Okay, here's the first one. To be in it to win it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm in it to win it. So what is that?
So it means that you are out to win. Your intention is to win and you will try your hardest.
Right, right, right. Exactly. I'm in it to win it. I'm going to do it. Right.
Yeah. And I think this, I like this because it can be expanded out beyond competitions. Like I'm thinking about dating. Sometimes you might use this like to say that you want to be serious with someone. Maybe like, you know, just in a fun way of playing with the language, right? Like, oh, you like this person? Yeah, I'm in it to win it. Like, I like this person. You know what I mean? Or not just dating, but situations where you intend, you're showing that you want to go a far distance with this thing, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't necessarily have to be a game, right? It can be other things too. Yeah. Just achieve some sort of success, I guess.
You got it.
Right. Right. And then what's the next one, Lindsay?
Okay. So the next one is winner takes all.
Yeah. So this one really, I feel like, is about games.
Yeah. Sure. Sure. And it means whoever wins this round wins the whole game.
Right. So like, let's say Lindsay and I were playing a card game. We had many, many rounds of games and she was winning like, you know, 5-2. But then we decide, guess what? Winner of this last one, winner takes all, right? Wins the whole thing.
Yeah. Or another example would be in tennis, in women's tennis, pro tennis, you know, you play 2 out of 3 sets. So if you split sets, the third set is a winner takes all situation because whoever wins that third set wins the whole game, the whole match.
Right, right, right. Exactly. So winner takes all. Yeah. That's a good example. And we have a few more here. So the next one is you can't win them all. Right.
Yeah. I like this because this one is not just about competitions.
No. Right. And notice about the pronunciation, right? I mean, it's actually you can't win them all, but we say you can't win them all. Win them all. Right. To make it sound like shorter and more natural, more connected, right?
Yeah, this is an example of how natives drop entire words, entire parts of words, entire sounds, right, guys. So don't be listening for you can't win them all. Listen for you can't win them all.
Win them all, right? That's how it's said, right? Exactly, yeah. And this one is usually, you know, you trying to make someone feel better about losing something. So it doesn't need to be a game. It could be, you know, many different things. It could be maybe, let's say someone applied to a job, your friend applied to a job and didn't get it and they're, you know, sad. You could say, oh, you can't win them all. Although I feel like that might be kind of annoying if someone says that to you.
No, well, yeah, that's the situation that came to my mind too. And it just, you know, that's why our listeners are going to feel out the tone of the voice of the person who just came on the interview and they came home. Maybe it's your partner or your friend and you know when it's okay to be lighthearted but it is a little bit lighthearted, right? Oh, well, you can't win them all, right?
Yeah,
it's like not when someone dies or right. when someone, when there's tragedy,
no.
like a car accident. No,
you can't win them all. No.
No, it's quite lighthearted.
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
That'd be terrible. oh my gosh. Oh, that's funny.
Hey guys, one of the best ways to build your pronunciation and your natural English skills is to grab the transcripts. You can follow along while you listen to the episodes 4 days a week. Go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe to save 50% off the price and to get them delivered to your inbox every Monday. allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Okay. All right. So exactly. And what's the next one, Lindsay? We talked about this one a little bit in the beginning. What is it, Lindsay?
So to be a sore winner and right. a sore loser, right?
Yeah. You hear sore loser most of the time, I think. But a lot of times I also hear, oh, don't be a sore winner. Right.
Oh, okay.
Mm. So that means like if you're a sore loser and you lose something, you're like, no, I lost and no, it wasn't fair. Right. But if you can also be a sore winner, which means to win with a bad attitude. Maybe you're bragging or you're like, ha ha, I won. Right. That's being a sore winner.
Oh. Yeah. This brings Donald Trump to my mind.
Yeah. I thought of him too, for sure. Oh my gosh. So yeah, don't be a sore loser, but also it's also bad to be a sore winner, right? Makes people exactly. feel irritated.
Oh yeah.
You have to
oh,
be
yeah.
gracious if you win.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. Totally. Okay. Yep. Okay.
And then we got two more. So what's the next one, Lindsay?
You win some, you lose some. This is common. This is really similar to you can't win them all. Exactly. I like that. You win some, you lose some. I think my dad used to say this when I was growing up. It's a good thing to know. It's a good life lesson.
It is because, you know, I don't think anybody goes through life just winning all the time, every single thing. So, you know, it's just a good thing to keep in mind that, you know, hopefully you come out on top, but just know, you know, you'll have some times where you have, you know, disappointments and things like that.
Yeah. I mean, this is, again, not just about games. Maybe this is about, oh, let's say you applied to get an apartment in New York and then you didn't get the apartment. Oh, you win some, you lose some. Let's keep trying. Let's find another apartment.
Okay. Right. Exactly. And then the last one, I really like this one, is when you say something is win-win. So either way, you win. So you could say, oh, it's a win-win situation, right? Do you hear this, Lindsay?
Oh, yeah. This makes me think a lot of the negotiation space in business, right? We need to come up with a win-win arrangement, right?
Yeah. This like everybody's happy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's if you're a good negotiator, that's actually the goal of every I took a course in negotiation in my graduate program, and that's a sign of a good negotiator when you can come out and both people are actually satisfied.
That's good. Yeah. So guys, these are all, you know, good phrases to use, all having to deal with winning. And some of them are strictly for games and some of them aren't. So why don't we give it a try? So in this one, Lindsay, you, in this role play, you are my mom.
That's weird.
I don't know. I was thinking I always have us play just ourselves. So I decided to change it to a mother-daughter relationship.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Let's do it. So, all right, Michelle, I can't believe you're going to play in your first soccer game. How exciting.
Yeah, I'm so nervous though.
Oh, you'll be great. You just got to be in it to win it.
Oh, but what if I lose?
You can't lose. It's a win-win situation. You get to have fun with your friends either way.
Okay. So then, guys, we play the game and my team lost. All right. So I come back to my good old mom. Just kidding.
Oh, okay. Wow.
All right. Yep. I'm so bummed about losing.
Eh, you win some, you lose some. Yeah, it's just important that you had fun.
The other team was such sore winners, though.
That's too bad, but you can't win them all. Just worry about yourself.
Okay. There we go. Lindsay, I liked your mom voice.
Yeah, that was kind of fun. And it brought me back to my memories of when I used to play junior tennis and my mom would drive me all over New England when I was like 12, 13, 14. And I lost so many matches and I would just, we would drive home and I would just cry the whole way. And my mom was so, mothers are amazing. Aww. They're amazing. Like I would always lose, but she would drive me everywhere and she would support me and she would encourage me to play again. It's just incredible what mothers do.
Oh, you know? I know. Yeah. Moms are amazing.
We're going to get all teary-eyed now.
Yeah, I know. So sorry I made you the mom, Lindsay. I just thought it was a good example. But yeah, and like a good time when these phrases would be used. So guys, we didn't use every single phrase in this role play, but I believe that we got to most of them. So why don't we just go through it and see which ones we used and how we used them? So in the beginning, it's before the game, right, Lindsay? So what did you say to me to encourage me?
I said, you'll be great. You just got to be in it to win it.
Yeah, in it to win it. It's just like that mindset. You're going to win, right?
Yes. Yes.
But then I said, but what if I lose? And you said,
you can't lose. It's a win-win situation. Such an encouraging mother. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, even if you lose, you still have fun with your friends, right? So you can't, you really can't lose, even though you can technically.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. But then unfortunately, my team actually lost. So now, Mom, you got to encourage me. So what did you say?
I said, you win some, you lose some.
Yeah, you're trying to make me feel better. And then I said, but the other team was such sore winners, so they probably had a bad attitude about it. And actually, instead of, you know, giving me a high five, probably made me feel bad, right?
Yeah. And as your mother, I said, oh, that's too bad, but you can't win them all. You know, just worry about yourself. Worry about what you're doing.
Right, right. Exactly, exactly. So yeah, guys, these are some good phrases to use. And yeah, what do you think, Lindsay?
Well, I think that we should all appreciate our mothers.
Yeah, I like that.
No, I think this is good. Yeah, again, a good example of some of them being literal, and then some of them we can apply out to our world, to our lives, to other situations where we might not win, right? Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win, just depends on the day. But guys, you know, practice with these, mix them in, choose one or two and start using them, and you will connect better with people you talk to. Cool.
Perfect. All right. Good one. All right. Well, thanks, guys. And we hope that you win more than you lose. Little encouragement from Allers English. And Lindsay, I hope you have a great day. And we will see you guys later and talk to you soon, Lindsay.
All right. Sounds good, Michelle. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.